This episode covers how to ask your wife a good time to talk. You've rehearsed the sentence 4 times in your head and still haven't said it out loud because every moment feels like the wrong one. 5 short scripts here get the conversation started without ambushing her or waiting forever. Here's what's actually happening when you can't get this out. You're stuck between 2 bad options, ambushing her with something heavy at the worst possible time, or waiting for a perfect moment that never shows up. Neither one is really about timing. It's about avoiding the risk of a bad reaction. If you grew up in a house where speaking up meant a fight, or where silence kept the peace, this instinct makes sense. Waiting felt safer than risking her reaction. The problem is, the same instinct that used to protect you is now the thing keeping you both stuck. So here's the shift. Asking, "Is this a good time to talk?" hands her something she usually doesn't get control over when she has to be ready for you. She's not bracing for impact anymore. She's choosing a moment where she can actually hear you. This one sentence does 3 things at once. It warns her something's coming. It gives her control over when. And it tells her you respect her enough to ask instead of just talking at her. Now let's get into the actual method. 3 things you decide before you say a word. Step 1. Name the topic to yourself in 1 sentence. If you can't say what this is about in under 10 words, you're not ready to ask yet. Step 2. Decide how much time you need. 20 minutes is enough for most conversations. And if you think this needs an hour, say that up front. Step 3. Pick a window instead of a moment. Tonight, after the kids are down. Tomorrow morning before work. Sometime this weekend. A window is easier for her to say yes to than an open-ended sometime. Once those 3 things are clear, the actual asking takes less than 15 seconds. Now let's get into the actual words. Script 1. The basic ask. Your scenario. You want to talk about something that's been sitting with you for a few days. And there's no urgency. Just a real need to get it out. Your setup. Catch her when she's not mid-task, not on her phone, and not walking out the door. Say this. "Hey, can we find 20 minutes tonight? Nothing's wrong. I just want to talk something through with you. Wait here." And let her answer before you say more. No rush on picking the time. Whatever works for you. Why? It works. "Nothing's wrong" removes the dread before it starts. And naming a time range makes the ask concrete instead of vague. What happens next? She'll probably ask what it's about. Give her the 1-sentence version, not the whole thing, and save the detail for the actual conversation. Script 2. When you only have a few minutes, your scenario. You're heading out the door, or she is, and this can't wait for a formal sit-down, but it also isn't an emergency. Your setup. Say it while you're both still in the room together, not shouted from another one. Say this. "This isn't urgent, but I want to grab 5 minutes with you before you head out. Not to solve anything, just to get it on the table." Take a breath before you name the topic. "It's about the schedule for next week." Why? It works. You're being honest about the size of the ask, and 5 minutes feels manageable in a way. "We need to talk" never does. What happens next? If she genuinely doesn't have 5 minutes, offer the window from the first script instead of pushing. Script 3. When the topic is heavier. Your scenario. This is about something that's been eating at you for a while. Like distance between you two. Or something she said that's still sitting wrong. Your setup. Pick a time when neither of you is already stressed, tired, or mid-argument about something else. Say this. "I want your full attention when we talk about this one, so I don't want to just spring it on you. Can we find a real chunk of time this weekend?" Let that sit for a second before you continue. "I've been thinking about how things have felt between us lately, and I want to talk it through, not fight about it." Why? It works. Naming the weight of the topic out loud, without dramatizing it, tells her this matters without triggering panic. What happens next? She may want more detail right away. Give her a small piece, enough to reduce anxiety, without unpacking the whole thing standing in the kitchen. Script 4. When she never says, it's a good time. Your scenario. You've asked before, and either she keeps deflecting, or every time you check in, she says, not now, and never circles back. Your setup. Wait for a genuinely calm moment, not right after another deflection. Say this. I've noticed that when I ask for a good time to talk, it hasn't happened yet, and I don't think that's an accident. I'm not trying to pressure you. I just want us to land on a time, even a small one. Give her room to respond before you offer options. Would it help if I just picked a time and you tell me if it doesn't work, instead of you having to find one? Why it works? You're naming the pattern without accusing her of avoiding you, and offering to propose the time removes a step that may have been the actual obstacle. What happens next? If she still avoids it, that's useful information on its own. It may mean the topic feels too risky for her right now, which is worth naming gently in a future conversation, not forcing through this one. Script 5. Confirming and following through. Your scenario. She's given you a time. Now you have to show up for it without making it weird. Your setup. Confirm the time out loud once, so it doesn't quietly slide off the calendar. Say this. Okay? Tonight, after the kids are down, works for me too. I'll make sure the dishes are done so we're not distracted. Show up a few minutes early, instead of making her wait. Thanks for finding the time. I know it's not always easy to carve this out. Why it works. Confirming out loud turns a vague plan into a real commitment. And thanking her reinforces that you noticed the effort it took. What happens next? Show up with the one-sentence version of the topic ready, so you're not fumbling for an opener after all this setup. Different men freeze for different reasons, so here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to avoid conflict and go along with things to keep the peace, even naming that you want to talk might feel like starting a fight. Ask anyway, even in a quiet voice. If you tend to explain yourself the moment something feels off, resist the urge to justify why you haven't brought this up sooner, and just ask for the time. If you tend to get loud or intense when something's been building, lower your volume on purpose before you ask. If you tend to go quiet and need time alone to process before you can talk, tell her that up front instead of disappearing first. Ask yourself, what's my usual pattern when something's been building for a few days? I go quiet. Then it comes out sideways a week later. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push for answers the moment she senses distance, her urgency is a sign she wants connection, not a demand you're failing to meet. Stay calm and specific about the timing instead of matching her intensity. If she stopped asking after years of trying and now just goes quiet, don't wait for her to bring it up first. Bring the ask to her instead. If she naturally prefers space and doesn't love deep talks on demand, a scheduled window respects her need for lead time instead of putting her on the spot. If she's usually the one reaching out while you're the one who goes quiet, keep your ask low-key rather than a big production. Sometimes just asking for a good time to talk makes her anxious instead of relieved, so it's worth planning for that too. If she immediately assumes the worst, reassure her once and stop there. If she says, just tell me now, offer a shortened version while holding the boundary on anything that genuinely needs more room. And if she declines every time you ask, that's not a script problem anymore. It's worth naming directly, using the fourth script, rather than repeating the same ask over and over. You picked up this episode because you've been carrying something and didn't know how to open the door on it. The next 24 hours. If tonight's the wrong night, try tomorrow morning before work, or wait for her to bring up something of her own first. You don't need the perfect moment, just 4 words and a little room to say them. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.